Discredit by It's Clyde Bitches.
Read by Such Heights.
X-Man Hater.
Zenzoa.
Sandalwood Box.
Per Waldorf.
Marina Jenkins.
Darling Sweet.
Keeper of Seeds.
Duck Early.
Revolutionary Joe.
Originally.
Rhea 314.
Flora Shaw.
God of Laundry Baskets.
Cantarina.
Jesperanda.
Black Glass.
Carbon Copies.
Joy and Repetition.
Marginalion.
Semper Fiona.
Growlery.
Bebblefish.
Marianas.
Eos Rose.
Sabine Legrand.
Lattice Frames.
Sothquidan.
Random Fatichidna.
Dr. Fumbles McStupid.
Sophonisba.
Sylvain.
AZ Fell and Co. Antiquarian and Unusual Books. Recommended Reviews.
Lindsay F. London, United Kingdom. 71 Friends, 3,000 Reviews, 9,874 Photos. So I slipped into this place because I spotted my ex across the street and would have rather chugged a cocktail of bleach, lighter fluid, and a condensed solution of all my middle school years than talk to that asshole. Owner was on me the second I walked through the door, and I thought he was going to be one of those either buy something or get out types. Nah. I spilled the story, said I really wasn't looking to purchase anything, and he lit up like nobody's business. He gave me tea and promised I'd never run into my ex again, which is a super sketchy promise on its own and also should have been hilarious coming from a guy a century behind in style. Kinda believed him, though.
Marina G. London, United Kingdom. 0 friends, 33 reviews, 48 photos. Pretty sure this guy wants a library, not a bookshop. I mean, he's nice and all when you first come in, but trying to actually buy a book? Good fucking luck. He's too busy to see you right now. For the record, he's super bad at pretending to be busy. Or claims that this book has already been put on reserve. Then why wasn't it in the reserve pile? Or the price suddenly jumped an obscene amount. Or he just straight up hems and haws until you get fed up and leave. I watched him pull a novel straight out of a woman's hands once, when she claimed that price was no object and she wouldn't be leaving the store until she'd purchased it. You'd think she was trying to kidnap one of the guy's kids. So yeah, feel like popping into browse, maybe take pictures for your research, all while making quiet conversation with someone who quite frankly knows his stuff? This place is for you. Want to actually buy something? Go elsewhere. Pretty sure Fell doesn't even own a cash register. At least, I've never seen one. He wants a library, and I'd honestly tell him as much if he didn't scare me just a little bit.
Aaron S. New York, New York. 68 friends. 212 reviews. 337 photos. I stayed here for 3 days once. Found a bathroom off the romance section and a chair hidden away in the back. Way comfier than my mattress at home. Mostly played iPhone games and kept real quiet at night. Experiment ended when I popped out for breakfast and didn't make it back before a random 10 a.m. closing. Don't think the owner ever realized what was up.
Hannah S. London, United Kingdom. 112 friends, 115 reviews, 208 photos. I really love this place. I've been coming here since I moved to London about 12 years ago, and it's one of the most soothing bookstores I've ever had the pleasure of visiting. Yeah, you hear talk of weird things going on at Fell's, but really, we could all do with a bit more quirky in our lives, and Fell provides that in spades. Annual plants that never seem to wither, let alone die. The smell of incense mixing with cocoa. Strange books tucked horizontally into the shelves, feeling like they have a touch of magic to them. Nonsensical conversations taking place in dark corners. I'm talking candid chats about the apocalypse and whether angels could actually bless all the rains down in Africa. I swear Fell and his boyfriend are the religion mythbusters or something. I'm gonna sound like a total nerd here for a moment, but it feels like some sort of liminal space. You know when you were a kid and you were just desperate to receive your Hogwarts letter? Or find your own wardrobe to Narnia? That's what walking into Fell's feels like. Like you finally found that portal and can stay as long as you like, provided you don't try to take anything back with you into the real world. Hell, maybe that's why he won't let anybody buy his books.
Robert T. Union City, California. 4 friends, 26 reviews, 3 photos. There's a snake in this shop. A really massive snake. What are y'all talking about your meat cutes and shit? Someone call pest control.
Melanie Deed, London, United Kingdom. 0 friends. 48 reviews, 99 photos. I'm not gonna pretend I have anything to say about whether this is a good bookstore or not, but if you ever want knitting help, you should definitely stop by. Mr. Phil knows an absurd amount of crafts for a guy who looks like my grandpa, and now he's replaced YouTube as my go-to for alleviating, OMG, please fix this, how the hell did I manage to reverse the pattern? Panic. For the record, I didn't just wander up to a random bookseller one day and demand that he help me salvage the ruins of my first sweater. I'd taken a seat inside to wait out a storm, had my messy sleeve stuffed into my purse, and he'd offered the help. Bit of a bastard about things like gauge and color. Not everyone wants to wear a tartan, dude. You get used to that. He means well. So I should come back to show him the finished piece, which I did. Things just, kinda spiraled from there. He's an absolute treasure trove of knowledge once you get him talking, and a muffin to boot. If he were 20 years younger and in any way straight, I would have asked him out in a heartbeat. As it is, I'm considering setting him up with Grandpa.
Tiffany L., London, United Kingdom. 132 friends. 312 reviews. 34 photos. I'm not really a book person myself, but I followed my wife in with our 7th-month-old, and I was kind of embarrassed when he started making a fuss. Normally, I'm in full badass mom mode while in public. I've got a kid to feed, change, soothe, and you can damn well deal with it. But this place was so quiet, Liam seemed extra loud in comparison. I was about to take him back out when a man appeared out of nowhere. The owner, I guess, based on how some of these other reviews describe him. Older gentleman, with clothes out of some period piece. Anyway, he scoops Liam into his arms like he was born for it and started bouncing. Our fussy, temperamental, drama queen Liam settled in an instant, and my wife got to browse to her heart's content. I don't know how he did it, but that man is an absolute angel. Full stars for that moment alone.
Jillian L., The Hague, The Netherlands. 283 friends, 256 reviews, 60 photos. Anyone know if the old Bentley parked out front is for sale? Update. It's really, really, really not.
Billy H., Austin, Texas. 40 friends, 2,073 reviews, 774 photos. Queer books? Queer books! Queer books! Queer books! Queer books! Queer books! Queer books, queer books, queer books, queer books. So many queer books.
Gabriella G., London, United Kingdom. 3 friends, 22 reviews, 1 photos. Run by this delightfully frumpy guy who sometimes hands out biscuits from a sewing tin like my gran used to. He asked me if I was looking for anything in particular. I told him my name was Jared, I was 19, but sadly I'd never learned how to read. I have never seen a man more confused in my life. 10 out of 10 would meme him again.
Coley A. Enola, PA. 201 friends. 2,778 reviews. 10,382 photos. I'm setting the record straight here, since there are a bunch of reviews claiming it's just London folklore. There is a snake at AZ Fells. Must be an exotic pet he usually keeps upstairs, because I've only ever seen it twice. Is it big? Yes. Scary? Fuck yes. But I've never seen it do anything more than give a warning hiss at a drunk who wandered in and started yelling. Are snakes good guard dogs? This one is. The other time he was just chilling on top of one of the shelves. Snoozing, I guess. I asked Mr. Fell if I could pet him, and he said maybe after he woke up, but then I had to get to class and all. Afraid of snakes? Steer clear. Otherwise, I'd recommend popping in and seeing if he's around. IDK, maybe I'm just a snake fan, but he looks super sweet and chill. Life is short. Boop the snake snoot.
Jeremy W. London, United Kingdom. 86 friends. 409 reviews. 12 photos. I live down the street from AC Fells, and let me tell you, this place is spooky as fuck. All sorts of weird lights and noises coming from it. At all times of the day and night, too. Either this bowtie-wearing bogworm has one crazy sex life, or the place is haunted. Jury's out on which.
Heather Key, London, United Kingdom. 0 friends, 358 reviews, 1 photos. This shop smells. Not that old book smell either, oh no. But like, something is molding. I took my little Johnny in here to try and get him interested in something other than those damned video games, and I walk into what smells like a whole cloud of toxic mold. My boy has a weak constitution as it is, and if he comes down with anything, I will be pressing charges. You mark my words.
Joe W., London, United Kingdom. 32 friends, 410 reviews, 61 photos. Hey, does anyone want to talk about the fact that this place burned down last month? As in, completely up in flames. I saw it happen, nothing but a smoking husk afterwards. Does no one else remember this?
Tigian, London, United Kingdom. 32 friends, 33 reviews, 24 photos. Has anyone read this guy's opening hours? I included a photo above. I open the shop on most days about 9:30 a.m., perhaps 10 a.m., while occasionally I have opened the shop as early as 8. I have been known to not open until 1. Absolutely insane! This guy's a madman, and I love him. If anyone actually manages to get into this place, please let me know, because I need to shake Fell's hand.
Mackenzie J. City Center, Manchester, United Kingdom. 807 friends, 2,592 reviews, 13,218 photos. I told my girlfriend this shop's got a snake named Anthony, and she didn't believe me. Going back for proof next week. Update. Got the snake selfie.
Penny O. Chicago, Illinois. 557 reviews, 16 photos. Caught the owner snogging some hot twink behind the cookbooks. Well done, my dude.
Derek J. Jericho, New York. 265 friends, 162 reviews, 1,032 photos. I'm a simple guy who likes simple jokes. If there's a whoopee cushion, I plant it. I will call you up to ask if your refrigerator is running and then tell you to go catch it. Actually, that one died out so thoroughly it's actually capable of a comeback now. Yes, I'm a dad. And yes, I have a t-shirt that says dad jokes. I think you mean rad jokes. Which I wear unironically every Saturday. All of which is just to say that my wife was well prepared for my stupidity when I walked into Fell's. I was not. You see the Bibles when you walk in? The ones to the left? Let them be. Don't even look at them. Definitely don't pick out the fanciest one you can find, and absolutely don't walk up to the owner with it held in your pudgy little fingers, grinning like a loon, cheerfully asking whether this should be in the fiction section. Just don't. Mark my words, you'll regret it. Though your wife won't, she'll get a great old laugh out of it all. In conclusion, it's quite possible that Mama did raise a fool and he just got his ass verbally whooped by a guy in a bow tie.
Rose P., London, United Kingdom, 184 friends, 47 reviews, 98 photos. Shout out to Mr. Fell for being the only decent bloke in this city. I've popped in and out of his store for years, including before I started transitioning, so he knew my dead name, dead look, whole shebang, and I was definitely nervous to play the "you know me, but this is what's changed, and are you going to throw a fit about it" game. Do you know what he said? "Oh, Rose, what a lovely choice. Crowley, dear, why aren't you growing any roses? Some white ones would look splendid next to my Herndon chair." That's it. He just went straight into dragging his partner for not giving him roses. So, hey, Mom, next time you're snooping through my social media, why don't you explain to all these nice people why the 50-year-old bookseller accepts me in ways you won't? Don't go telling me age is an excuse or that you're stuck in your ways. I've watched Fell dress in the same damn clothes since I was 10. Yeah, sorry, rant over. Fell's a gem. That's my take. Rose out.
Audrey Q, Oslo, Norway. 58 friends, 108 reviews, 140 photos. Anyone else in the shop when that guy started yelling about buying pornography and then got escorted into the back room for some private conversation? Well done, Mr. Fell. Didn't know you had it in you.
Jason M., London, United Kingdom. 24 friends, 48 reviews, 1 photos. Holy sweet baby Jesus, I was tripping balls last week trying to tell me that King Kong-sized fang fuck snake is real.
Nicole Y., London, United Kingdom, 28 friends, 72 reviews, 7 photos. Witnessed the most perfect exchange the other day. Grumpy dude with no manners. You, boy. Where's the man I spoke with over the phone? Mr. Fell's partner, who knows damn well only 2 of them work there, but clearly doesn't like this guy's tone. Did this man give you his name? Grumpy dude. Might have. Don't remember. Sounded like a fairy, though. Me. Huh. My girlfriend. Huh. This poor, sweet, startled kid on our left. Huh? Fell's partner in the drollest voice I've ever heard. None of us have wings. Out.
Alex J., London, United Kingdom. 285 friends, 50 reviews, 79 photos. All right, all right, all right, all right. I am totally calm about this. Went into AZ Fell's last Thursday. Not because I knew anything about the place, just because I've been hitting up every bookshop within a 20-mile radius, asking if they're hosting any book signings. Long story short, I self-published my novel Blight last month, which you can get for a mere £5 here at this link. But I swear this isn't a promotional thing, I'm just broke, and have been looking for networking opportunities, tips, stuff like that. So the owner listened politely as I explained all this. Then said he didn't do anything of that sort, which didn't surprise me given the shop's vibe. But then, he offered to let me do a signing there? As said, totally calm about this. This man either plans to kidnap me or is actually giving me my first shot at an audience outside my blog, aka totally worth the risk. Tuesday the 9th, 7 p.m., just in case anyone's interested.
Jordan T., San Diego, California, 9 friends, 715 reviews, 3 photos. The shop gets full stars simply because every time I walk in, they're playing Queen. I mean, I've walked in once, but once is enough when you got crazy little thing called love blasting full volume.
Sasha L., London, United Kingdom, 42 friends, 3 reviews, 0 photos. Okay, I'm still kind of shaken up, but I needed to write this down somewhere, and this seemed as good a place as any. I spilled my latte on a book. Just tripped on thin air, popped the lid, and chucked a venti's worth of coffee all over a very expensive-looking text. I didn't mean to, obviously, but it happened and I just started bawling on the spot. Full-on sobs because this semester has been absolute hell.
I ruined this guy's antique. There's no way I can pay for it. I can't even sneak away because I'm drawing the whole store's attention. Just all the things all at once. I really was straight up panicking and was seconds away from pulling out my inhaler. I couldn't breathe. And then Mr. Fell showed up. Jesus, it's embarrassing to admit, but I think I hit him once or twice. On the arms, I mean, because he was trying to touch me and I figured, I don't know, it was a restraint or something. He was going to call the police and hold me until they got there. But then he's managed to start rubbing my back, and I lost it like I hadn't already been bawling my eyes out in this shop. Ever cry into a perfect stranger's chest? I have! But if Mr. Fell seemed to mind, he definitely didn't show it. Just kept holding me while I probably ruined his shirt and then took me into the back and made me a new coffee in this cute little angel mug. He let me stay there while I called my sister and waited for her to arrive. She's a good 20 minutes outside of Soho, so we talked for a while. It's not like Mr. Fell could fix my shit roommate or bio classes, but I guess just talking about it really helped. I was a lot calmer by the time my sis arrived, and Mr. Fell insisted I come back any time I wanted, for browsing or more coffee. Of course, sis offered to pay for the book herself. I don't think I've ever seen anybody look so surprised in my life. Certainly not, he said. Contrary to popular belief, no one should pay for their mistakes. It's what makes you all so wonderfully human. So yeah, thanks, Mr. Fell.
Helena G. London, United Kingdom. 474 friends. 1,986 reviews. 845 photos. It's an honest crime that more of you aren't talking about what a wonderful bookstore this is. I'm a book lover at heart, and Fells always makes me feel like I'm coming home. I just arrived somewhere safe and familiar after a particularly harrowing day. I've slipped under the covers of my bed after dinner and a bubble bath. It's something like that, but with an element of surprise, too. One of the reasons why I adore private and used shops over chain stores is that little touch of chaos. You walk in, and sure, there are general sections to browse, but everything is just a little bit disorganized, from people leafing through books and then putting them back somewhere else. There's no real record-keeping. You've just got to head to one particular corner and hope for the best. It's not the place you go to if you want something specific, because the chances of them having it are slim. That's just how the universe works. And even if they did, no employee knows where it is anymore. But if you wander the shelves for a while, crouch down low to get a look at everything on the bottom shelf, pay attention to the books that don't have easy-to-read titles or any summaries to speak of, you just might find something you didn't know you were looking for. That's Fells. The comfort of the familiar and the excitement of the unknown.
Lenore H., Manhattan, New York, 166 friends, 842 reviews, 52 photos. This little shop must have started a book club for kids. Lately, I've seen the same group of children hanging out at Fells, three boys and a girl. They're a bit rambunctious at times, but who isn't at that age? So wonderful seeing literature passed down to the next generation, even if some of it is rather questionable looking.
Elizabeth F., Weehawken, New Jersey, 251 friends, 215 reviews, 90 photos. A lot of people might assume that these stories are embellished or outright made up, but as a bookseller myself going on 20 years, I believe every single one of them. That being said, I accidentally moved a rug and found chalk sigils that look like they belong in a cult. Make of that what you will.
Audrey W. London, United Kingdom. 387 friends. 42 reviews. 182 photos. There's a special place in hell for 21st century shop owners that only take cash. Who carries cash anymore? Not me. I haven't bothered with that nonsense in years. You can get a card reader for £15 on Amazon. Or, you know what? Be stingy and pay £7 for the little attachment on your phone. This place is nuts if it thinks it's going to survive much longer on a cash-only policy. Especially with some books that look like they're worth hundreds or thousands of pounds. Yeah, let me just pull out this giant wad of bills for you. I'll carry them around a crime-laden city because there's no ATM near you either. I mean, Jesus, you'd think this guy didn't want to sell anything.
Amit D. Philadelphia, PA. 554 friends, 103 reviews, 92 photos. I walked in. There was a man screaming at a fern while another threatened him with an umbrella. I walked out. 5 stars, do recommend.
Molly E., London, United Kingdom. 993 friends, 2,422 reviews, 1,855 photos. I once walked in on the same guy yelling at a book for daring to fall on the owner's head. I think that's just a thing over there.
Erin Q., Brooklyn, New York. 342 friends, 333 reviews, 1,105 photos. I bought a book here! Not sure how, though. Just kind of happened. First edition of Just William. Frankly, I didn't even want the thing, but the owner basically shoved me out the door with it when I took 2 seconds to look at the spine. Odd that he was so willing to part with this one. Update? Hold up. I didn't buy a book because I never actually paid the guy. Basically shoved me out the door was literal. Do I go back?
Devon S. London, United Kingdom. 112 friends. 32 reviews. 6 photos. Like a lot of people here, I didn't actually go to Fells for any books. Flat tire, Angel recovery taking forever, and ended up staying 3 hours, not because of Angel. No, I wandered towards the back and found this ancient CRT set propped up on a table of books, the kind that my dad used to watch Twilight Zone on. This lanky guy had a marathon of Gilmore Girls going. Though how he was managing that with a broken antenna and no DVR, I really don't know. But yeah. He told me to pull up a chair, and I did. Guy gave me popcorn. I wish I'd paid a little more attention to his name. Charlie? Curly? I really can't remember, but thanks for the enjoyable afternoon, man.
Ethan J. London, United Kingdom. 89 friends, 12 reviews, 2 photos.
This page has really gone feral the last couple of months, so I'm just going to bite the bullet and say it. Anyone notice that Fell's snake and Fell's partner are never in the same room together?
Coincidence? I think not!
Jennifer G. London, United Kingdom. 52 reviews, 0 photos. I really don't like the implications of this.
Jim T., London, United Kingdom. 0 friends. 4,826 reviews. 0 photos. This is precisely why the internet has turned into a cesspool. You all should be ashamed of some of the stuff you're writing here. Can't two men just be friends anymore? Two real-life men? These guys aren't some characters for you to ship or whatever. Quit making outrageous assumptions about their sexualities and use this website for what it's actually for. Reviewing the bookshop. Honestly, I'm so sick of this sort of shit.
Ian P., London, United Kingdom. 100 friends, 380 reviews, 225 photos. Dude, they run a queer-focused shop together with a flat on the second floor. Fell calls the guy Dear, and he's always calling him Angel. People have literally seen them kissing. If you want, I can give you the number of my physician. He might be able to help you pull your head out of your ass.
Jim T., London, United Kingdom. 0 friends, 4,826 reviews, 0 photos. What the hell is your problem? I'm literally just reminding people to stop making assumptions. It's gross and insulting. These guys check their Yelp page. You really think they're going to be okay with this stuff? Also, I'm not the 5-year-old relying on insults, so...
Crowley J., London, United Kingdom, /hell. 27,543 friends. 9,843 reviews. 6,431 photos. Avatar is a photo of a snake spitting poison. Popping in just to set the record straight. I'm the hot twink in question, and I married that angel. Peace. sunglasses emoji.
The end.